Anti-smoking groups say a surcharge on health insurance is not necessarily the best way to get folks hooked on cigarettes to quit. Donna Wininski with the American Lung Association says it's not an evidence-based approach to get smokers to stop.
This is really breaking new ground, and so we don't have the evidence that's necessary for us as an organization to embrace it and say, yeah, we know that this will help bring down smoking rates.
Under Governor Scott Walker's budget plan, state employees would be required to sign affidavits promising that they don't smoke, or else they'd have to pay a $50 a month surcharge on their health plans. Wininski wants to help smokers, not punish them. Certainly higher tobacco taxes takes money from consumers' pockets, but Wininski wants to encourage smokers to kick their habit while not hindering their ability to get health care coverage.
And that's really where the similarities end. I mean, yes, it costs the user more money out of their pockets to purchase cigarettes. And that we do want to discourage. What we don't want to discourage is people foregoing health care or health insurance because of the price. And another thing that we do know is any barriers that people have to health care and access to good programs prevent them from using it.
Wininski says smokers need access to smoking cessation programs that are proven to work, especially low-income people who generally smoke at higher rates than those making more money. Department of Administration spokesperson Stephanie Marquis says the plan could affect about 10% of state workers, and it would save taxpayers $2.7 million over the next 2 years. Non-smokers in at least nine other states get a break on their health insurance premiums. Marquis points out this is merely a proposal. No details have been determined. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.